Ophelia was a dainty little maid who loved a very melancholy Dane, whose affection of the heart, so it is said, preceded his affection of the brain. And apparent to the crown, he thought lightly of her passion, having wandered up and down in an incoherent fashion, when she found he wouldn't weather in a river, in a meadow, took a header, and the deader was Ophelia.
When she found he wouldn't weather in a river, in a meadow, took a header, and the deader was Ophelia.
Ophelia to her sex was a disgrace, whom nobody could feel compassion for. Ophelia should have gone to Eli Place to consult an eminent solicitor. But such promises as these breaks a suitor rich and regal, while substantial damage this is the penalty illegal. For what Jody sons of Adam, though as stony as McAdam, made her madam, she'd have had him with Ophelia.
For what Jody sons of Adam, though as stony as McAdam, made her madam, she'd have had him with Ophelia.
There's a venerable proverb in my mind, which applies to this catastrophe, I think. To a horse who is unfortunately blind, any nod is just as good as any wink. Opportunity I'll seize of avoiding any error of substantial damages. I have always had a terror that calamity to parry. Not a moment will I tarry. Off I'll carry and I'll marry poor Ophelia. That calamity to parry. Not a moment will I tarry. Off I'll carry and I'll marry poor Ophelia.
Thank you.